This is Earth Notes. Foster parents help a lot of kids from difficult backgrounds get a better start in life. Now they're also helping a rare species that's been struggling to gain a foothold in the southwestern wilds. Wildlife biologists have been releasing and monitoring endangered Mexican wolves into the New Mexico-Arizona border area for years in an effort to reestablish a top predator that had disappeared in the wild. The animals can survive on their own in the wild on a diet of deer, elk, and other prey. But there have been conflicts with ranching communities whose cattle use the same terrain of wooded hills, mountains, and mesas. In the spring, biologists for the first time placed foster wolf pups into the care of an experienced wolf mother. They did so because the pup's biological mother was inexperienced and had been separated from the pup's father, making the survival of their offspring unlikely. So biologists placed the two-week-old pups in a den with a female wolf who'd already raised some of her own young. If the young wolves survive and reproduce, they'll increase the genetic diversity of the Southwest's small population of Mexican wolves. That may help the animals better deal with future environmental challenges. And because the foster mother's pack has in the past avoided conflict with livestock and human residents, biologists hope that her offspring will succeed in an area where both people and wild wolves are at home. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Tristan Klum.